This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
And this hadith states that whoever makes the hereafter his concern, Allah will make his heart rich, organize his affairs, and the world comes to him basically humiliated in front of him and willingly. But this is if you make the hereafter your priority and your concern. But how about the opposite? And whoever makes the world his concern, Allah puts poverty in front of his eyes, disorganizes his affairs, and the world does not come to him except that which has been decreed for him. So here the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us something very, very important. If you want the dunya, you can't chase it. The only way to get the dunya the correct way is through the akhirah. What does that even mean? Like, does that make sense? So Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, he was asked about how was it that the likes of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Uthman ibn Affan, and Abdurrahman ibn Auf, these people were promised paradise in their lifetime. Like, while they're still alive, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave them the glad tidings of Jannah. Like, this is no easy feat. This is a huge achievement and accomplishment in and of itself. And what is surprising over here, is the fact that they were very, very wealthy. And they were not just wealthy in relation to the other companions, but they're the wealthiest of all of the Arabs of their time. So I want you to think about the wealthiest people that we can think of. That is who they were to their people, subhanAllah. And the general perception is that if you are wealthy, you cannot be pious and righteous. You will automatically be corrupt. So Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, when he's asked about the likes of these people, he says that they learned a secret from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which was that as wealth came into their hands, they didn't let it reach their heart. So the more Allah gave them in their hands, the more they gave in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replenished what was in their hands, and that is how the cycle continued. Meaning that if you want to become rich the proper way, there's no way to do it except by prioritizing your akhirah. Meaning that a large portion of the wealth that you have to be spending in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can't be hoarding it, you can't be just saving it, it has to be spending in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And each of these companions, they have amazing stories as to what they did with their wealth. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu gives all of his wealth away for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Uthman ibn Affan, he purchases 400 camels with merchandise on top of them and gives them away for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is what we're referring to, that you have to show a level of trust in the process. You have to show a level of trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the more Allah gives you, the more you'll be willing to spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you do this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places the dunya in front of you. He places richness in front of you. And He will organize your affairs. What does it mean to organize your affairs? Let's go to Surah Al-Hashr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. That do not be like those people who forgot about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them forget themselves. And this is the priorities that we're talking about. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants good for people, He gives them the tawfiq to prioritize the akhirah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want good for people, they only prioritize the dunya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from that. Ameen. And oftentimes we will think that if someone has more from the dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must love them and He must want good for them. But in reality, that's not the case. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants good for people, He gives them the deen. He gives them the understanding of the deen. مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّحُ فِي الدِّينِ. That whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants good for, He gives them understanding of the religion. So one of the things we want to try to change is our understanding of what is good and blessed versus what is cursed and not blessed. So just because someone has more, it doesn't mean it's better. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives people more to punish them. He punishes them by giving more, so they become heedless and they forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever does this, then the dunya will come to them lessened and willingly. Meaning, like defeated and humiliated. And you don't even have to try hard and the dunya will come to you, subhanallah. But if you prioritize the dunya and you make the dunya your goal and everything that you strive for, then you will have poverty in front of your eyes. Does poverty over here mean that you will have no wealth? No, that's not what it means over here. What it means here, you will always be left longing. You will always be left craving. You will be left unsatisfied. Because you'll always want more, you'll always want more, you'll always want more, and thus you'll always feel poor, subhanAllah. And that's a terrible feeling. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you so much, yet you still feel poor, subhanAllah, where is the gratitude? Where is the appreciation of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us? So that concept of poverty is not a literal poverty, it is an internal feeling. And he will disorganize his affairs. Meaning that their life will be filled with chaos. They will not be concerned about the akhirah. They will not be concerned about halal and haram. They will not be concerned about the Muslim community. Their affairs will be in chaos. And then the only thing that will come to them is that whichever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed for them. Is that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed for them. Now, this is something fascinating. Won't we all get what Allah has decreed for us? That is true without a shadow of a doubt. Whatever Allah has decreed for you is what you will get. But what is not included in this is to some people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them tawfiq of effort. For other people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give them tawfiq for effort. If Allah gives you tawfiq for effort, you will naturally have more of a risk. If you take the physical efforts and the spiritual efforts, you will clearly have more risk. And you will have more barakah in your risk. But for some people, they won't have that barakah and they'll have only what Allah has decreed for them.